Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 72 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, December 8th, 2010, from just below the surface of the Earth. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day.
Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, do you want to hear something fascinating? Tonight is the darkest Hinky Dinky Time Radio of 2010. That's true. The sun set at 5 o'clock tonight. That's the earliest sunset of the year. Actually, it's the tail end of 8 days where it's set at 5 p.m. So we're 3.5 hours past sunset. Next week, we won't be quite 3.5 hours past sunset. So this is as dark as it gets down here in the studio. Actually, I have lights on. And I know that was fascinating. Let's see. Well, we're going to start things off tonight with something of a mystery. It's a song that I heard today. I liked it. It's by an artist named Clarence Hill, and I can't for the life of me figure out what year it was recorded. If you know, let me know. This is A Lot of Lovin' Going Round. Clarence Hill from Lord knows when, I don't. And A Lot of Lovin' Going Round. You know, for those of you that tune in each week for the sports report, the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Husker football report or the Cubs baseball report, I hate to disappoint you, I'm not doing either tonight. Just don't have the heart for it. There's rumors circulating in both spheres, and I just don't want to talk about it. Well, golly gee willikers. You know what? I'm going to play stuff I want to hear, and if that works for you, great. If not, well, great. This is Bread from 1977, and She's the Only One. Thank you.
butterfly, but she flies too high. She won't speak the truth. She don't make excuses. She don't seem to care, but you want her anywhere. But she's the only one. She don't make a scene, but that don't change a thing. You just plan a scheme. You insist on dreaming. She won't.
Yes, I know. I played that last week, and tough noogies.
I was telling Dad I want all Michael music.
You got it, Calvin. It's all about the Uncle Michael music tonight. You know, Dave Brubeck just celebrated his 90th birthday, and best of all, he did it alive. In honor of Dave Brubeck, this is Brubeck, and this is his recording of Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
Thank you.
From 1954, that's the Dave Brubeck Quartet, and Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
There's just one Schlitz, yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light.
Yeah, we're cracking open a nice cold bottle of classic 1960s formula Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous, in a nice brown long neck bottle, and it's mighty good. I wish you could share this with me. We're drinking. Suddenly we're drinking, and we're doing it fluid here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for tuning in. From 1978, doing it fluid. This is, or these are, the Blackbirds.
I like the party. I like the party. I like the party.
I hope you're doing it fluid. Sitting here thinking about doing it fluid. In my 20s, I had a keen interest in alcohol. And that interest was moderated during my 30s and my 40s. But now that I'm in my 50s, I find myself pursuing that interest with a renewed vigor. And I'm not sure why that is, but I sure do enjoy it. And I think that's just cool. Just cool with me. From 1963, this is cool. And this is Martin Denny. Enjoy this. Of course, that was the song Cool from the show West Side Story. So that piece of jazz was actually a Leonard Bernstein composition as performed by Martin Denny, normally known for his exotica. You know, many of my listeners are fashionista, or fashion, what's the plural? Fashionisti? This goes out to them from 1966. This is the Kinks. And this goes out to all of those dedicated followers of fashion.
They seek him here. They seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best. 'Cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon and his right up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, and next week he's in stripes, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. His pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as fickle as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower.
Aren't we all? Well, I've got half of a Schlitz in me now, and I'm ready to rock. I hope you're going to rock right along with me. From 1973, this is the Edgar Winters. This is the Edgar Winter Group, and my new ringtone. This is Free Ride. It is a free ride. I'm not charging for this. You get it for nothing. You know, sometimes I get requests and I fight it. And sometimes I just don't have the will to fight for my dad, who's not tuned in tonight, but hopefully will be listening to a rebroadcast sometime soon. He's out in California visiting family. This is a request for him. This is Jimmy Durante. This is from... That can't be right. Is it really from 1963? Okay, I'll buy that. Whatever. His version of Young at Heart.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young at heart. For it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life becomes exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive just by being alive. Now here is the best part. You have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart. Should survive to 105. Look at all you derive just by being alive. Now here is the best part. You have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart.
The Schnozzola from 1963, because it says so, and Young at Heart.
WCFL, Chicago.
Well, I stick to a plan even when I'm not all that excited about it. There's nothing wrong with the song. It's a fine song. Everybody knows it. It's just kind of played out, but I got no choice, people. I wouldn't play it otherwise, but it was the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago this week. James Taylor, Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you by me now.
I'm sorry, I kind of dozed off there for a minute. James Taylor, 1970, Fire and Rain, yeah. So that brings us right up to the moment you've all been waiting for.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
Midland City on a weekend, where criminal lawlessness and or evil run rampant. Until suddenly, from out of the sky, there appears the weird figure of the bird-like nemesis of crime, who single-handedly strikes terrific terror into the criminal heart.
You there! Halt your wrongdoing, or be crushed by one blow from my enormous fist. Do you have a license for that big dog, little girl?
No, I don't, Big Chicken.
What is your name?
They call me Annie.
Well, I must inform you, therefore, that you have broken the law and must pay the full penalty as it is prescribed.
Down, dog. Down, Sandy. Back. Down, Sandy.
Back, big dog. Did you call that dog Sandy?
Yes, I did, Big Chicken.
Down, dog.
I'm sorry Sandy's barking at you. It's just that he's afraid of you, Big Chicken.
Well, of course he's afraid. Watch it. Back.
Down, Sandy. Oh,
nice doggy. I wonder.
Yes?
Did you ever, by chance, live in an orphanage?
I did. How did you know?
And do people by chance ever call you Little Orphan Annie?
Oh, yes. Almost everybody.
Something bad just happened. And we're just going to move along. Wow. I don't know. From 1967, this is Bill Cosby.
But he calls me that, except Leonard.
Leonard?
Yes, Leonard Ferkel, my husband.
You're married?
He calls me Little Orphan Annie Ferkel.
Aren't you too young to be married?
At 49? Are you kidding, Big Chicken?
You're 49 years old?
Well, I'm really closer to 50, to tell you the truth. And I must always tell the truth. Daddy Warbucks always taught me that.
Daddy who?
Are you going to arrest me, Big Chicken?
Well, I'm afraid so. No, I'm not going to arrest you. I wouldn't do that, no.
Oh, thank you.
However, if you'll follow me, I'll show you where to buy a license for your very big, vicious dog.
Oh, right.
So you're 49.
No, I'm 50.
Well, that's hard to believe.
Daddy Warbucks was only 3'2".
Oh, really?
Yes, and he had to wear 3-foot elevator shoes to kiss Mommy Warbucks.
Son of a gun.
Down, Sandy. Back down, Sandy.
Well,
Will Chicken Man notice that Little Orphan Annie has no pupils? Wouldn't Punjab appear to be peeved if it appeared that the peerless, parentless, perfect little princess had been presumably presumptuously benched? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
You know, I doubt we'll ever get to the bottom of what just happened there. But as I was saying a few minutes ago, this is Bill Cosby in a Stevie Wonder song from, well, sort of, from 1967, Little Old Man. I know exactly what he means. 30 years ago yesterday, We lost John Lennon. He was senselessly killed. And it's one of those moments where I really do know right where I was and just what I was doing when I got the news. It was snowing, actually, very heavily that night. I remember that. In honor of John Lennon, let's listen to some John Lennon. This is from, I'm not exactly sure when this is from, probably about 71 or so. This is John Lennon doing a tribute to another John that took it on the chin, John Sinclair.
This song I wrote for John Sinclair. John Sinclair, nice and easy now. Sneaky. One, two, one, two, three, four. It ain't fair, John Sinclair, in the step of breathing air. Won't you care for John Sinclair, in the step of breathing air? Let him be, set him free. Let him be like you and me. They gave him 10 for 2. What else can Judge Columba do? We got to set him free. If he was a soldier man, shooting gooks in Vietnam. If he was the CIA, selling dope and making hay, he'd be free, they'd let him be, breathing air like you and me. They gave him 10 for 2. What else can Judge Columba do? We got to set him.
Live version of John Sinclair from the Sometime in New York City record, or maybe it's off of the Plastic Ono Band Live record. I can't remember. Only such a thing could only happen in America. And I guess John's been set free. Only in America. This is Jay and the Americans. This is 1963. Here you go.
In America, can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire? Oh, only in America, oh, can a kid without a cent, oh, get a break and maybe grow up to be president.
Only in America, land of opportunity, yeah, would a classy girl like you fall for a poor boy like me. giant step and reach right up and touch the stars. In America, could a dream like this come true? Could a guy like me start with nothing and end up with you?
I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Hinky Dinky Time Radio tonight. If you tuned in late and missed anything, there will be a rebroadcast right after the live program. You can catch up on anything that happened before you got here. I'm going to play another request. This one's also from my father. He left voicemail with this request on my phone, and when he was leaving the message, the music in the background of wherever he was about five times louder than him talking, so I heard exactly three words. The three words that I could make out were request and Billy Eckstein. I have no idea what Billy Eckstein song he was requesting, so I hope this is close. This is the one I wanted to play. This is from 1946, Billy Eckstein and his orchestra, and Without a Song. Billy Eckstein from 1946 and Without a Song from 1968. This is a fellow named Terry Reed, and a song about a very special sweater.
If I had met her for wearing a sweater, I would feel better than I do today. She would implore me, don't stop, you stare in the door. We come out to play with me, then I will show you the ways of the sea. Have you got time for me now? Won't gotta follow me. Followed the daughter of visiting water, walked out the water and I caught hold of her hand, pulling me under my ears for a thunder, like a peal of bells falling out of the sky. Something peculiar I do spy. Something more than a lie. I would feel better than I do today. Ignore me, stand in the doorway. Come about to play with me, then I will show you the ways of the sea. Follow me, I will show you the ways of the sea. Oh, oh, oh.
Terry Reid from 1968 and Sweater. I get to hear a lot of versions of some songs, and Morning Dew is no exception. And here's a version of Morning Dew from 1970 I only heard recently, so I'm going to share it with you. This is by a group called Episode 6.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll be here same time next week. It won't be quite as dark because the sun won't set quite as early. And that's going to do it. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?